Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
What's up, Faith Church? It's so good to see you guys today. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. What an honor and a joy and a privilege it is to be with you today. You know, the Bible tells us that those that are planted in the house of God, that you're going to flourish. And the scriptures tell us better is one day in God's house than a thousand elsewhere. And I know today I'm looking at a lot of flourishing people at Faith Church, in West Palm, in Royal Palm, in St. Louis, at Earth City, Sunset Hills, Weldon Spring, Ferguson, online. You got so many locations. Let's welcome everybody today. It's good to see you today at Faith Church. Well, I'm just, can I just start with the obvious, and it's this. You guys have been blessed with the best in your pastors. Come on, Faith Church, you've been blessed with the best with your pastors. Besides being the coolest dude on the planet, Pastor David Crank is my brother from another mother, and then Pastor Nicole is my sister from another mister. And we've had the honor of just doing life with them for, I think, about 10 years now. And we just love this family dearly. And there's just so many things I could highlight, but I want to take the time before we jump into scripture, because the Bible says in Psalm 133, where there's honor, that's where God commands the blessing. And you know, the Bible says that your pastors are worthy of double honor. Did you know that? So I just want to take the time right now. Can we just honor your pastors right now? Come on, Faith Church, give it up. Come on, Faith Church, make some noise at all locations today. Come on, yeah, look at Florida. Come on, St. Louis. Yeah, all locations and online. God says as you pray for them, as you encourage them, as you lift their arms up in prayer, that God will command the blessing all over your life. Well, I'm so excited. Pastor David was sharing with me so much is going on here at Faith Church this summer that I may move from New York because it's just amazing. It's incredible. You got community groups and doing life together, hot summer nights. You've got the ladies' conference coming up. Oh, my goodness. My wife and my daughter are coming to that. They don't want to miss Pastor Cole, her new book. Just so much going on. Stay planted in the house. And I do want to say this, Kingdom Builders, that new building is coming for West Palm. It is coming. I want to just stir that up. The new building is coming for West Palm. It is going to be here. You got to get ready, get ready, get ready. So, Pastor Buddy, you're coming out a little strong. Well, I'll try to dial it down. I'm just excited to be here. Well, you know what? I was praying about what to share this weekend from the scriptures, and I'm really excited today because I believe what God is going to show all of us today is a template that will change the trajectory of your life. God is going to give us a template that will change the trajectory of our life. I believe that today is more than just a sermon, more than just a series, and I'm not minimizing or marginalizing that at all. We do that out of strategy, and God always moves when the Word of God is opened. But I do believe that faith comes by hearing and hearing from the Word of God. I believe this, Faith Church, that on Memorial Day weekend of all weekends, that your marriage will never be the same, that your home will never be the same, that your business will never be the same, that you will never be the same. Come on, Faith Church, just stir that up. Just stir it up. And here's why. God's going to give us a template so we can see a grid that will change the trajectory of our businesses, our finances, every aspect of our life. I want to talk to you today, Faith Church, specifically about a drama-free life. A drama-free life. Doesn't that sound great at first earshot, everybody? How many like to say, I like to have a drama-free life, Pastor Buddy? How many would say after the last 17 months, I'm a little bit tired of all the drama being injected into my life? Anybody else? I got my hand up, my feet up, both feet up. God wants to give us the revelation today of a drama-free life. No more drama. No more drama in our homes. No more drama in our marriages. No more drama with our kids, somebody. No more drama with our parents. No more drama at our job. No more drama at our team. No more drama in every aspect of our life. Pastor Buddy, you're coming in hot. I know, I can't help it, but here's the deal. Here's why. Proverbs 4:7, the Bible tells us this. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing we can do. So what God wants to do today, Faith Church, is he wants to give us a template that will change the trajectory of our lives when it comes to drama being injected on our lives, that we can see it, that we can observe it, that we know, oh, wait, where was that coming from? I don't need to step into that. I don't know when you met Jesus, but I invited Jesus in my life when I was 16 years old, and it was awesome. But then I had some really bad experiences in religion. I wasn't raised in a church that's life-giving like Faith Church. It was all about guilt. It was all about fear, and God's going to get you, and it was religion. And so after all that, I'm like, you know what? I can't do this religion thing anymore, and so I'm peaced out. My wife would go to church every single Sunday. I never went. I was angry at God. If you talk to me about God, and she kind of would, I'm like, hey, you just do your faith thing. I'm doing the career thing. And she would wake me up every stinking Sunday and go, are you going to go to church today? I'm like, what'd you wake me up for? This is my only day off. And she said, why won't you go with me? I'm like, it's full of a bunch of hypocrites. And she goes, there's always room for one more. Pastor Debbie's in the front. Sweetheart, just wave your hand to everybody. I've married way above my head, 32 years. She's the beautiful babe aroma. I grew up thinking Italian was Chef Boyardee. And then I met her. She's Italian. Oh, man, I married into it in Jesus' name. She captured my heart and changed my waistline forever. But she'd say, why won't you go? And I'm like, I don't want to have anything to do with that. Make a long story short, I got connected to a church like Faith Church. They loved me back to life. They let me process my stuff. And God showed me, don't let people mess you up about God. Let God straighten you out about people. Don't let people mess you up about God. Let God straighten you out about people. And so, but then I was called into ministry. I'm the last guy. I was just so angry. I never thought I'd be a pastor in a gazillion years. And so then God called me into ministry out of the marketplace. I jumped into that, and then it's been amazing. God has been so good. God has been so good to me. God has been so good. I never thought I'd pastor church, let alone be here today, and I'm overwhelmed by the goodness of God. But if I'm being transparent, there have been times in my walk with the Lord that I've had this question. Is there something wrong with me? Is there something wrong with me? Because something doesn't seem to be squaring. It seems like other people are having breakthroughs and all this, but something inside, and I can't tell anybody because I'm a pastor. I'm supposed to have all the answers and blah, 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 blah. But inside, I was battling. I'm wrestling. And then I had the question sometimes, Faith Church, this, and this is a bold question, but I want to get it out there. And I had this in my mind. Maybe I didn't say it, but it was in my heart. Is there something wrong with me, or is there something wrong with you, God? Because what's going on? And God showed me clearly, Faith Church, there's nothing wrong with you, and there's certainly nothing wrong with God. What we need is wisdom to give us revelation in those areas that we need the breakthrough. Come on, God wants to give us wisdom. And what the devil wants to do is flip the script and say, there's something wrong with God, or there's something wrong with you. Too often, we know about the person of Jesus, but we don't know about the principles of Jesus. And what we're going to do today, Faith Church, this Memorial Day weekend, we're going to look at the principles of Jesus when it comes to no more drama. Drama will draw you in. Drama will pull you into its production. Have you ever been watching a movie, and you're watching a movie, and can we get an amen for a Diet Coke and some popcorn and goobers in Jesus' name? Come on, does anybody else go to the movies for the popcorn and the food? I got some food issues, but, you know, when you mix the salt with the sweet, I feel the Holy Spirit. And so, but when you're watching a good movie, I mean, it has to be a really good movie. My family makes fun of me, Pastor Austin, because I walk out of movies. It has to be good. It has to compel me. But so, man, but if it's a really good acting, oh, you forget that the acting, that the actors are even acting. You're so drawn into the story, and time is suspended, and it stays still. You're like, what just happened? You want to know the story. And that's what the enemy uses in our lives, that the drama is so good, we don't even know that we're drawn into the drama. We're pulled into its production. I did a little Google search, and did you know the most popular movies? They're not comedies, they're dramas. Why? Because we're drawn to drama. We're pulled into production. And I know you know how to have fun here at Faith Church, so I thought we'd do this. I'm going to share some of those most popular movies and drama, and I'm going to act them out, and then you're going to guess who the what the movie is and who the actor is, but you're going to have to wait until I call on you. Are you ready? Can you do this with me? Come on, go with me. Don't leave me all by myself. Come on. Here we go. Ready? Let me get into character. Here's my acting. Ready? Camera guy, push in. Camera guy, push in. Push in. Push in. Close up. Close up. Get a close up on Pastor Buddy. Here I go. Let me get into character. Wilson? Wilson! Wilson? wait, I enjoyed that. If you didn't, I had fun. Here, what was the movie? Castaway. Thank you, everybody. Who was the actor? I think I got one more in me. Are you ready? Come on, Faith Church. Here we go. I got one more. All right, here we go. I got to get into character. This one's different. I got to find my different space. Close up. Son, we live in a world that has walls. And those walls need to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You, Lieutenant Weinberg. You can't possibly fathom the responsibility I have. You weep for Santiago. You have that luxury. You don't have the luxury of knowing what I know, that you curse the Marines and weep for Santiago. And my existence, how incomprehensible, grotesque to you, probably saves lives. You don't want the truth, because deep down in places, you don't talk about it, parties. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. Thank you, everybody. Curtain call. Thank you, everybody. Drama draws us in. Drama pulls us into its production. Why does drama do that? Because the devil is the director of drama. The devil wants to drain you from your destiny. The devil wants to distract Faith Church from what it's called to do. The devil is a drama queen, not a drama king, because we serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Somebody give Jesus praise today. Come on, Faith Church. Somebody give Jesus praise. And Jesus says, I've come to give you the abundant life and life to the fullest. But in John 10:10, you have an enemy who wants to steal, kill, and destroy your life through drama. Through drama. I want to drop you into drama on steroids in Scripture today. I'm talking so much drama, and it's the last person you ever think that it would be. It's a man of God. It's a prophet. And in the minor prophets, you have the prophets are about the people, but this particular prophet is always about himself. And what this prophet does is he gets trapped in this triangle of drama, and then he traps other people in the triangle of drama, and then he even tries to trap God in the triangle of his drama. In 1918, the USS Cyclops went out, and it was a ship of 532 feet. It was carrying 300 men and 10,000 tons of cargo. It went missing along this route. It had the communication to send out an SOS, but it was never seen again. In 1945, two sister ships went out of the USS Cyclops along the same route. They went missing as well. Then in 1948, five Navy bombers went out. They went missing, and they couldn't find them. And then they sent out a rescue plane, and then 13 of those cast people, they went missing as well. I'm talking about the triangle of Bermuda to Miami to Puerto Rico, known as the Bermuda Triangle. But today, I'm not talking about the Bermuda Triangle. But did you know this? That the Bermuda Triangle is referred to as the Devil's Triangle. The Devil's Triangle. Now, the devil has a triangle that he wants to trap all of us in. And he loves to use drama. Drama. Are you trapped in the triangle of drama? Are you trapped in the trauma of drama? Have you become disoriented and you were doing great, and then all of a sudden someone has come in and there's a storm that's brewing and you are feeling drained? God is going to free us up today. I said God is going to free all of us up today in Jesus' name. Turn to the person next to you or just say it out loud if you're watching online and say, no more drama. Go ahead. Come on, Faith Church, say it, spray it. Don't spray it right now, but say it, spray it, make them feel it. Jesus, just say it out loud. No more drama. Come on. No more drama. No more drama in my house. No more drama in my job. No more drama in my life. No more drama in my friendships. No more drama. Let's look at this pouting prophet. And Jonah was running from God. Jonah, in 786 BC, 800 years before Christ, he takes off, and when he gets as far away from God as possible, goes 2,500 miles away, and God sends a storm because Jonah is running from him. And Jonah calls the storm because of his rebellion. And what is this pouting prophet doing as he is enmeshing people in his drama? If we're enmeshed in relationships, we will miss our mission. And so we need to be aware of, are we trapped in the triangle? Are we trapping others? Or are we trying to trap God? The Bible tells us this, but Jonah had gone below deck where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. Get this, everybody else is trying to manage the storm. And what's Jonah doing? He's asleep in the storm. The captain went to him and said, how can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. And maybe he will notice us so that we will not perish. The Bible goes on to say that then Jonah said, I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. Once this storm starts happening, the scriptures tell us that they were using their resources. They took the cargo. They threw it over the ship. Have you ever been trying to help someone else in their drama that's taken your resources? Have you ever been using your resources, your finances, your time, and your talent, and then you're coming out of it completely drained, and you're up all night, and they're sleeping? Have you ever done that? And they're just like, hey, and check this out. The Bible says this, that Jonah, he says, they start to vet him. And they ask him questions. And there's a principle there. Vet people before you invite them on the team. Many times what they'll do is they'll flip the script and they're going to say, they'll be good for a while. And they'll go, oh, no, it's you. And when you start asking questions, you'll find out all through their life, it's been drama after drama after drama. And they start asking Jonah, where are you? Where are you from? Where are you from? And then Jonah says this, I serve the God that made the land and the sea. Probably not the best thing to say right now in a storm, by the way. And so let you know his equilibrium is off. But here's the principle. He thinks he's still worshiping God when he's running from God. How often do we, church, sometimes think, I'm still serving God, but we're running from God in here. We may still be, I can preach, but still be running from God. We can sing, but still be running from God. I can play an instrument, but still be running from God. We need to make sure that we're just not perfect, but we're coming to God. God, I just surrender and I give you everything. And God, you be the director of my life. And this is where the battle was with Jonah. And so the Bible goes on to say that the sea was just getting rougher and rougher. So they asked him, what should we do to you to make this sea calm down for us? And Jonah said, pick me up and throw me into the sea, he replied, and it will become calm. I know that it's my fault and that this great storm has come upon you. Instead, the men did their best to row back because they didn't want to do that to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before. Then they took Jonah and they threw him overboard, and the Bible says that the raging sea grew calm. How do you know if you're trapped in the triangle of drama? How do you know that someone isn't pulling you in and drawing you in to drain their energy? And how about this? How do you know when we, how do we have the revelation and the wisdom? Hey, God, when am I doing that? The first thing today, Faith Church, if you're taking notes, I encourage you to do so. Jot down on your phone or wherever you're at in your home is this. The first thing we've got to do is know the actors. Know the actors. If you don't know the actors, you won't have the template that then will give you the wisdom to change the trajectory of your life. And so, know the actors. The first actor is the victim. The victim says this, I need help, I need someone or something to help me. I need someone or something to help me. The victim will have this responsibility. This happened to me. I don't have any power, so I need to look around for someone or something to help me. The persecutor is the next person in the triangle, and they position themselves as the expert. They're always the expert. They're always the critic. They always can just assess everyone else's stuff, and they go with this. It's your fault. 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 Do you know the actors? The victim, the persecutor, or the rescuer? The rescuer has this mindset. I need to save someone. I need to save someone. They base their identity on how many people can I help and save. This person bases their identity on I'm the expert, just ask me, and I can critique anything. And this person is a professional at manipulation. And all these are manipulative. And here, let me just free everyone up today. Pastor, who are you talking about? I'm talking about me. I'm talking about all of us when we're not led by the Spirit of God. This is what our flesh does. This is what our flesh does. Our flesh, come on somebody, loves to pout. How many know when you pout, you're out? Pouting is a power move, and this is the pouting prophet, and we're looking at him to get the wisdom to go, no, 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 I'm not going to go victim. I'm not going to go persecutor. I'm not going to go rescuer. The second thing, and know the actors, is we need to do a wake-up call. God sent me here to say, it is time, believer. It is time, child of God. It is time for a wake-up call. Wake up, Jonah. Wake up, Jonah. And if you don't wake up Jonah, you are never going to get out of the wake of his storm. If you don't wake up Jonah, you will never get out of the wake of his storm. And this should be so refreshing today. It's time for you, child of God, to sleep. It's time for Jonah to be in the storm. I got to say that again. It's time for you to sleep and get your rest. You've been up all night. You've been trying to manage. You've been using your resources. And the Holy Spirit's saying, I want you to rest. Jonah needs to go into the storm, not bring all that storm into your life. You can dodge responsibility, but you can't dodge consequences. Quit trying to rescue people from their consequences. And as long as you are Jonah's rock, he will never hit rock bottom. He'll never hit rock bottom. Pastor Buddy, are you like the expert on this? No, I am telling you, I am so happy about today as I was praying because I know this is going to set people free. Yeah. And here's why. I had that thing, is there something wrong with me? Is there something wrong with God? I had believed the devil's strategy that if I'm a good pastor, I will rescue everybody. Anybody else ever struggle with this? If I'm a good parent, I'm going to rescue and help everybody. If I'm a good friend, I'm going to help and rescue everybody. And the Holy Spirit said, that's why you can't get any sleep, is you think that you're here. But I'm like, God, I grew up, rescue the perishing, care for the dying. I'm supposed to help everybody. And God said, no, you're not. Now, I'm not saying we're not supposed to help people. I'm not saying as believers we don't go the extra mile. I'm not saying that we don't have empathy. Listen, watch this. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you do. The Holy Spirit is saying, when people have a constant pattern and then they are close to you, this is the time to assess and evaluate. Am I letting drama? Am I getting caught up in the triangle? So we need to know the actors. And then also, we need to give Jonah a wake-up call. The next thing is this, that advice is a vice. Advice is a vice. The Bible tells us this, that in Proverbs, if we answer a fool according to his folly, what happens is we become just like that fool. And so, I don't know about you, but I'm so stinking good at giving advice. You're like, Pastor, that sounds like a little bit of pride. Maybe a little, but it's true. No, I'm like really, really good. I have often thought in my own head that I should have my own TV show. No, radio show. I think I'd be better on radio, right? And I would love to just forget Dr. Phil, forget Oprah, call Dr. Buddy. I can tell you in one or two sentences exactly, it's crazy. It's a gift. My wife, she'll talk to me, and man, I can, boom, let me, this step, oh, this is what this has happened. Let me tell you something. This is what you need to do, sweetheart. My kids come to me, oh, let me tell you. Grandpapa, let me talk to you. All right? And what the Holy Spirit is telling me, advice is advice. And so now my wife's been coming to me. Oh, I'm just getting this revelation over the past month. This is changing my life. It's changing my marriage. I'm a better husband. I'm a better dad. I'm a better pastor. I'm a better leader. I'm a better friend because I'm asking myself this question when people are processing. And my wife will go, da 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 and catch me up in all this. And then I ask this question, which is totally Spirit-led. It is not from Buddy Kermeans. Would you like any feedback? And then she goes, no. And I'm like, oh, really? What was all that about? That's what I'm thinking inside. And then I just sit there and I go, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. I have the answer, Jesus. Am I supposed to speak? And he says, no. Why? Advice is advice. Too often what happens when there's a lot of drama is, and sometimes we just need to process. That's what God gives us relationships for. We don't need someone to fix us. We need someone to listen to us. The next thing is when we're caught into the trapped in the triangle of drama is go graystone. Go graystone. The Bible tells us this, with lack of a fire, with lack of wood, the fire goes out. Graystone means this. When someone's coming at you and they're coming in hot and heavy, and I got to be careful because I'm like attracted, like the charismatic. I love energy. I love that. But when someone's coming in super hot with emotion, Holy Spirit's going to say, proceed with caution. Graystone is this. It just simply means your nonverbals and that your nonverbals are graystone. There's nothing super cool about a graystone. It's like every other stone. So the nonverbals is just this. And someone's coming in and going, did you hear? Did you know? Did you see? Did you know what's happening? And I'm not saying you don't have empathy. I'm not saying we don't have compassion. But when someone just comes out of the blue and is hitting you and doesn't have the relationship equity or anything and just comes in hot, go graystone. Graystone is your nonverbals are still. The more that you go, you know what they're doing? Got you. Got you. You're trapped in the triangle, and they may not even know it, but what's happening, you're getting trapped in the triangle. Another thing is, I can't believe God sent me here to say this, but it is this, is it's time to throw Jonah overboard. You're welcome, everybody. Happy Memorial Day weekend. You have permission from God. You're like, oh my gosh, Pastor David, worst guest speaker ever, just told me to throw Jonah overboard. Throw Jonah overboard. Now, listen carefully to the Holy Spirit. Don't you dare go home today. Pastor Buddy told me to tell you, get out of my basement. I've been feeling this for a long time. I'm throwing you overboard. Don't you do that, because you didn't get there overnight, did you? So you proceed with wisdom, and God will give you wisdom to start creating some emotional boundaries. What did our father Abraham do? Oh, he had a lot of drama close to him, and his guy's name was Lot. Some of you may think, well, drama's just my lot in life. Exactly. Get the lot out of your life and the drama will leave your life. You go to the right, I'm going to go to the left. You go to the left, I'm going to go to the right. The storm is not going to calm right away. And then check this out. You think that the storm would just die down and everyone's good and we're good and all right, we're out of the triangle and Jonah is thrown overboard. But the Bible tells us this. How angry at God do you have to be? How angry at God do you have to be that when you're, for me, if I'm in a storm, I have to wear C-bands, guys. I don't do good on planes. I have to have my Dramamine. I get motion sickness. So if there's a little bump, I'm saying, Jesus, help. He's in a storm and he's sleeping. He's pretty angry at God. How angry at God do you have to be that when you're thrown over in a raging storm, all right, with no life raft, I'm asking Jesus for help. How angry at God do you have to be when there's this great fish, the Bible tells us, dun, 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 coming at you and then swallows you up and you don't cry out for help? How angry do you have to be at God that you spend 3 days, 3 days in the belly of that great fish and don't cry out to God? That, my friend, is anger at another level. Watch this, watch this. What was Jonah doing? He played the victim role. Oh, I'm the victim. I need the crew. I need them to save me. I'm going to pout because it's not fair. I need them to rescue me. But then check this out, because he's about to change his role. Because what happens is he goes and he repents. He sings this song in Jonah. He writes this song and it goes something like this. You should check it out. Read it. It goes something like, oh God, I'm surrounded by seaweed. I used to do weed, but now it's just seaweed. I just wrote that. Thank you very much, everybody. Ashton, you can take that. That's yours. Put that on your next album. Whatever they call them these days. So check this out. He goes and he goes to God. He goes, God, I'm so sorry. God, I'll serve you, God. You've been so gracious to me. God, I love you. Thank you. And then he goes and he preaches to Nineveh. And then there's a revival. It's the best thing ever. It's like Hillsong. It's like Joe. It's like Faith Church. They all get together and change the world. It's amazing. And everyone turns back to God. Yes, yes, yes. But Jonah goes, and the Bible says that God sent a shade, and he goes and he sits down and he watches. What's God going to do? What's God going to do? Because actually what Jonah is trying to do is become the director for the creator of the universe. And he watches the people repent, but the prophet doesn't. He's okay with receiving God's grace, but he's not okay with other people receiving God's grace. And he sits there, and the Bible just says he got angry, and then God removes the shade, and he gets so angry, and then God comes to me and says, God says, Jonah, is it right for you to be angry? And he goes, you better believe it. And I'm so angry, God. And I'm so mad at you, God. I'm so angry at you. And I'm so angry at you. I wish I was dead because pouting is a power move and you didn't listen to me. And then the loving Heavenly Father doesn't come at him hard. Just comes at him in a loving, heavenly way, like he does with all of us, and says, Jonah, did you make the shade? Jonah, did you create the people of Nineveh? And if you care so much about this shade, how much more should I care about those people that are far from God? I was angry at God. I was mad at God. And God brought me back to life. But there have been times too, even in ministry sometimes, I've been trapped in the triangle. And what the enemy wants to do to all of us is think there's something wrong with me or there's something wrong with God. And God brought me here to tell you, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with God. What we need is the template that will change the trajectory of our lives and flip the script on the enemy. And this is it. The enemy is your enemy. God isn't your enemy. The enemy is your enemy. Come on, Faith Church. God isn't your enemy. You say, Pastor, I received that today. Come on, we just hold up your hand at all locations. Come on, St. Louis and Florida, all locations today. Father, we want your wisdom. Father, we thank you that you're not the enemy. Father, we thank you. You give us wisdom that comes from heaven and not from man. Holy Spirit, I know you will bring these words back. As Jesus said, you will lead us and guide us into all truth, and you'll bring these words back in our home and our marriages and our businesses, the organizations we lead. You're going to bring this where we can visually see that and go, wait a minute, am I expecting someone or something to help me? Am I stepping into someone else's fault and becoming an accuser, or I'm trying to rescue? And Jesus, I just say today, we are not the Savior. You are the Savior. And we love you. We praise you. We thank you in Jesus' name. And we move forward to our God-given destiny of grace and favor over every area of our lives. And we seal this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.